This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a debate going on in the medical community. And honestly, I know we look like nerds, and we don't really have a lot of exciting discussions in the medical community. But one such discussion that does seem to affect you and I is, do we go low carb or do we go low fat when we want to lose weight? And in the 90s, it was all about cutting the fat. In the 80s also, it was all about, let's get rid of butter and lard and go to margarine. Let's start going more vegetarian, cutting meats and fats, and eating more vegetables and carbs. And then we start to realize, nah, that's not working for all of us. Maybe it's the carbs. So then by the late 90s, early 2000s, we decided to go Atkins, where we decided to go more fat, but less carbs. And that worked, but temporarily. And there's a lot of discussion and debate on, do we go into ketosis? Do we not? So apparently, we have a couple studies that came out looking at the role carbs play in making us fat. They say the studies gave scientists some clues, but we still don't have a 100% definitive answer for you. And I guess what they're trying to say is it really depends on, it kind of depends on who you are. And this is something I have been saying on my show for years. I'm going to be hitting the 10-year mark of being in radio. I know, D! So I'm going to be hitting the 10-year mark soon, God willing. And I have said for years that for some of you, going vegetarian and eating, cutting the meat, cutting a lot of the animal fat, and maybe, you know, supplementing with some carbs may work for you. For somebody like me, it doesn't. Me, it's more high protein, no carbs. So for me, I have to cut carbs. Now, a lot of vegetarians don't necessarily eat pasta and eat a lot of, you know, bread and things like that, but I've met a lot of vegetarians who are overweight. Well, because they compensate with carbs. And for some of you guys, that just doesn't work. So low-carb dieting, I think, works for a lot of people. And maybe not Atkins per se, and that's strict, but the idea of staying away from refined carbohydrates like white bread and sugars, and I'm not talking about sugars as in fruit, sugars as in M&Ms and chocolate. We're finding it works. When people cut soda, when people cut sweets, when people cut their breads and their rices, etc., they're seeming to lose some weight and lose their weight pretty quickly. And then you have other people that do well cutting fat. You have studies out there where some people, they just, you know, if they cut the meat, they lose weight cutting meat. My father did. My father lost a lot of weight just not eating meat. Boom. He still ended up dying of a heart attack, but he did lose weight. So let's look at the latest here. They say a study co-led by an author of books promoting low-carb diets looked at whether varying carb levels might affect how the body uses energy. Excuse me. Among 164 participants, it found that those on low-carb diets burned more total calories than those on high-carb diets. The study did not say people lost more weight on a low-carb diet, and it didn't try to measure that. Meals and snacks were tightly controlled, continually adjusted for everyone's weights. Those stayed stable. But they found that limiting carbs could make it easier to keep the weight off. Now, what about fat? Cutting fat? They say, many say that if you cut up, if you go low fat, you'll start to gobble up fat-free cookies, cakes, etc. So nutritional experts have moved away from these blanket recommendations of limiting fats. In fact, some of us need fat to absorb certain vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, K. So Bruce Lee, a professor of international health at Johns Hopkins, yes, the name is Bruce Wiley, said the lessons learned from the anti-fat fad should be applied to the anti-carb fad. Don't oversimplify advice. Right? Everybody wants an easy way out. There was another study this past year that found that low-carb diets and low-fat diets were equally effective for weight loss. Results varied by individual, and people in both groups averaged a weight loss of 12 to 13 pounds per year. So some of you will do well low-fat, some of you will do well low-carb. So what do you do? Well, we talked about New Year's resolutions last hour, and don't come up with this vast, you know, insurmountable goal of I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to cut all carbs, or I'm going to cut all fat. Just cut it down a little bit. Swap a meal out, like dinner. If you could eat a salad for dinner, you already know you're going to lose weight. If you change your dinner to a salad or a bowl of vegetables, you're going to lose weight. Drinking more water, you're going to lose weight. So I think what you need to do is look at what you're eating. You got to write it down and see where you could cut. Just like a budget. You know, a lot of us don't do budgets. But if you actually wrote down your finances and you looked at what you spent, you'd be like, you know, want to know what? We could cut here. I just found out that we have been paying for a Adobe subscription for Photoshop and all sorts of other stuff. We've been paying for that every month. Who knew? Cut it out. Save the money. So, same thing with diets. If you do not need a soda pop, or you don't need to drink that energy drink, and you could swap it for water, you could flavor it with some lemon, do that. If you could swap a bowl of pasta for a salad, just one. If you could cut meat, okay, rather than eating meat twice a day, every day, okay, only have meat once a day, maybe for dinner. Or have a nice, yummy snack at about 4 or 5 p.m. that has your meat, your tuna sandwich or whatever. So then at about 8, 9 o'clock before you go to bed, you can have a few vegetables. Those types of things work, people, I swear. Also, drinking more water. If you drink more water, not too much water, but if you add some extra water to your diet, especially before you eat, you can lose weight, too. 1-877-DOCTOR.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this is kind of fascinating. Apparently we have a National Movers Survey. It's a study looking at where Americans are moving to and from. And this has made some big headlines today, and I think it's something worth talking about. Now, this study came from United Van Lines. So you got to take it again with kind of a grain of salt. This is one moving company who decided to publish their data. Now, they're a very big moving company, okay? But this is how studies happen. You take a sample size and then you extrapolate it out. But they made a very interesting map. And this was published today, and they say that Americans are on the move. And they seem to relocate to western and southern parts of the country. And this comes from the 42nd Annual National Mover Study. It tracks customers' state-to-state migration patterns over the past year. and it reveals that more residents moved out of New Jersey than any other state in 2018. 66.8% of moves involving New Jersey was moving outbound. But the state with the highest percentage of inbound migration was Vermont. I hear Vermont is exquisite. I really do. I hear it's amazing. Now, they had 234 total moves in the last year. Now, you could say 234 moves in the whole entire year, that's less than one a day moving into Vermont. Well, Vermont's a small state. And again, this is United Van Lines. Okay, there's other van companies, but still, they do the study. So, they found Oregon had 3,346 total moves. They experienced the second highest percentage nationally with 63.8% inbound moves. So Vermont was at 72.6% with only 234. Why? Because of, again, the percentages. Now, they say states in the Mountain West and Pacific West region, including Oregon, Idaho, Nevada. Nevada had a 61.8% influx. Yeah, people like Nevada. Nevada, woo! That's where I live. Washington State, 58.8%. South Dakota, 57%. Continued to increase in popularity. And Arizona, 60.2% joined the list of top 10 inbound states. South Carolina did well. North Carolina. United Van Lines thought that the top reasons for moving south included job change and retirement. Again, we have more and more baby boomers. But with the Northeast, we saw an exodus. New Jersey, 66.8% increase. Connecticut, New York were included among the top 10 outbound states for a fourth consecutive year. Midwestern states like Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, Iowa, they also saw outbound. Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, and Iowa. So it's not just blue states. According to Eli Cummings, Director of Corporate Communications at United Van Lines, she says, as the nation's largest household goods mover, our study allows us to identify the most and least popular states for residential relocation throughout the country year after year. These findings accurately reflect not only where Americans are moving to and from, but the reasons why. So, is it for a new job, company transfer? They say other reasons for people moving to the Mountain West was retirement, proximity to family, lifestyle change. Idaho saw the largest influx of new residents for lifestyle change. A lot of people went to New Mexico for retirement. New Mexico. Again, probably less expensive. Better weather. I mean, so top inbound states people wanted to move to Vermont, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, South Carolina, Washington, North Carolina, South Dakota, and get this, District of Columbia. Moving out, Jersey, Illinois, Connecticut, New York, Kansas, Ohio, Massachusetts, Iowa, Montana, and Michigan. Some were balanced, like Arkansas and Mississippi. So I guess since 1977, United Van Lines has annually tracked migration patterns on a state-to-state basis. And basically, the study is based on household moves handled by United within the 48 contiguous states. So we don't really get a lot of Hawaii and Alaska data because a lot of people aren't, you know, driving to Hawaii, I guess. There is an interactive map. It's cool. But I find this fascinating. You know, I was watching Fox News, and Fox News was talking about how a lot of people were leaving, you know, the blue states. And I get New York and New Jersey, I get that. Is it because of politics? Is it because it's cold? Did Superstorm Sandy, you know, really do a number on people? Is it the economy? I mean, I was in Florida. Over Christmas break, we took a cruise, and we left out of Port Canaveral and then came back through there, so we decided to be in Orlando for a day. And we probably had maybe three or four different tolls coming from Port Canaveral to Orlando. And then when we wanted to go to downtown Disney, it's called Disney Springs over there, we had to pay a couple tolls. So we had to probably pay, so when we were down there, a total of 12 different tolls. Now, luckily, the tolls were under $2 for the most part. But when I was in New York and we had to drive to the Poconos, we spent over $25 in tolls one way. That's a problem. And I know, you know, you think about just $25, really. It's expensive to live in New York. Expensive to live in Jersey. And I think a lot of people, after this last recession, are realizing they want to get more for their money. You know, we talked about with the last recession how a lot of us needed to downsize. And, you know, we think, oh, I can't cut a car or we can't cut the square footage. Actually, you can. If you look at where you live now, you really live in only two rooms. I don't even eat in the kitchen anymore. Yeah, you should actually sit down and have a dining room. But honestly, I don't need my dining room. How many of you guys use your dining room? Christmas, maybe. And the holidays, maybe. But we don't eat in the dining room. The dining room is a waste of space. Saturday, we got the Cowboys playing. Where are we eating dinner? We're going to be eating dinner in the family room in front of the TV. That's just what we're going to do. Now, mind you, we may have a breakup of the whole American family in dinner time, but with our family, we're not really concentrating on dinner and calories. We're concentrating on being together and enjoying each other's company. And yeah, it'd be nice to sit down and have a talk, you know, and face each other, but we eat more when we do that. And we've started to come up with a little sort of a ritual when it comes to eating our meals. Every now and then we'll go out and that kind of thing. But the reason I bring that up is there's a lot of parts to our house that we don't use. How many of you really need a swimming pool? Now, this is something that was a big shock to me. My husband and I were talking about that. We were thinking about downsizing. Okay, now, we have kids, and kids like swimming pools, and my husband likes to swim, and we like exercise. But I got to tell you something. We hardly use the pool. One is it's small. We had to make it small, right, because we had a very small backyard. In Nevada, you don't really get big backyards. So we had a small backyard, especially when you're in subdivisions. And two, it costs a lot of money with the water. And what's very interesting is some realtors were telling us that having a home with a pool might actually not be as attractive as a home without a pool. Because you have a lot of people out there that just don't want to deal with the expense and the maintenance of a pool. Same thing with a yard. In Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico, desert landscaping. If you have a home with desert landscaping, I thought that it would, you know, hurt you because you wanted lawns and green and you wanted to know. There's a lot of people out there, they want less work. You know, one thing I noticed this Christmas holiday is I didn't see that many Christmas lights on houses. Did you guys notice it? And I know many of you guys listen from a variety of different places, and I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the one thing I have noticed the last couple years is there's less and less Christmas lights on people's houses. And no, I don't think it's because there's a lot of Jewish people in the neighborhood. I don't think it's that. In fact, I remember growing up, a lot of the Jews would still decorate blue and white so they could still be a part of the neighborhood. You know, I saw one house where all the Christmas lights connected with each other. And so the Hanukkah house, the Jewish house, you know, had some decorations and they connected it with the Christmas lights. So they were all involved in that neighborhood. It was really cool. But I don't think it's that. I think a lot of people don't want the expense or the hassle. Things are changing now. People want things easy. And again, Christmas lights, so we decorated the inside of our home. We didn't really decorate the outside of our home. We're not outside. We don't see the outside. So our inside, we decked it out. It is all decorated on the inside of our house. I don't even want to take them down. But I think what we're starting to see is people being just less, they're going for easier, cheaper, less maintenance, less hassle. And it's kind of making sense economically. Nevada, great place to live. Any of you guys looking for a place to live? We've got great weather, no hurricanes, no earthquakes, not really. Maybe a little mini earthquakes now and then. No major snowstorms. It's kind of nice. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Plocket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. PlocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at PlocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. PlocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with his cabinet members ahead of a briefing with top congressional leaders regarding the partial government shutdown and a resolution to the shutdown. As he prepares to take office, incoming Utah Senator-elect Mitt Romney is questioning President Trump. He wrote an op-ed questioning President Trump's character, to which Republican Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News, "We all need to be in this together.
How do I help this president, this administration, and my colleagues do the best to make certain we hand freedom on free, prosperous, and vital to the next generation?"
Amazon employees at fulfillment center warehouses across the country are making a push to form a union. That movement began in New York City. And legendary wrestling announcer Mean Gene Okerlund died at the age of 76. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Ronald said, "I need to see The Mule." I did see The Mule. It was a great movie. I think there were some slow scenes, but I think, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on it? He's like the most famous actor there is. Sorry, guys. Yeah, Clint Eastwood, oh my God. Clint Eastwood did a fantastic job. I'm trying to look up his age, though, because I think they made him look older than he is in the movie, but he was still sexy. Oh, 88 years old. 88 years old. Clint Eastwood. He was born May 31st, 1930, meaning this year he'll turn 89. Well, duh, I think all of us are going to turn, God willing, a year older. But for him to still act, right? And do such a good job. Great stars, Michael Pena, Bradley Cooper, a lot of good stars in that movie. And it was, they sure make, you know, making money look really easy. Is that crazy? Basically, you know, mules, people that drive drugs, you know, from places to places, dangerous stuff. There's some lessons in there. I just didn't get a lot of the imagery. There was a lot of flowers, and I'm not going to ruin the movie for you guys. It's been out for a while, so if you haven't seen it, that's your fault. But I'm a big fan of Clint Eastwood. I think he did a fantastic job, and to still have it like he does, right, in the 80s. By the way, a lot of you guys are older out there. You know, we're working on my second book. My mom and I are writing a book on online dating. A lot of you guys have issues out there. It's scary going out there and dating. It opened a whole world to me hearing, you know, what you guys are dealing with when you're widowed and you're out there and you're, you know, trying to find companionship. It's tough. And we're writing a book on it, right? Giving you guys some advice, trying to steer you away from scammers and, you know, how to look for red flags and all that. But, you know, a lot of people when they get older, you know, and they watch these movies and they see the young ones and they, you know, they see the ads and commercials, and they think they're obsolete. There's a lot of issues with us and our psyche when it comes to our age. And, you know, I feel like I look good, you know, but my age bothers me. It does. You know, I'm middle-aged, and in my head, I don't feel middle-aged. I still feel like a high school student. You know, my kids will make a farting sound. I still giggle. I think that stuff's funny. I think fart jokes are hilarious. I think there's a lot of immature things that make me giggle. I love watching these little YouTube videos of cats doing stupid. Oh, my gosh. Guys, there's this video. oh, my gosh. You guys have to watch it. There's this video of a guy in his bed just kind of sitting there. All you see is his feet. And I guess the cat is trying to look up. The cat is on his hind legs looking up, just peering over. All you see is the eyes and the ears, right, the top part of the face, peering over her to look at, you know, her owner or his owner to see if he could jump on the bed. And I guess somebody put music to it, you know, da-da-doo, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you see the cat on one side of the bed, and you see the cat on the other side of the bed peering up. It's hilarious. That video makes me laugh. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I love stupid funny. I love that. I guess there's a Sherlock Holmes movie that's out. I saw Aquaman and Mule. I'm trying to catch up on my movies. And I guess there's a, is it Will Ferrell and Thomas C. Riley? I hope I'm pronouncing that right. You know, you know, the ones who did Step Brothers, I guess, are doing a Sherlock Holmes. And I hear that the ratings aren't that good, and it's kind of a stupid funny. I love that, though. You know, give me 2 hours of stupid slapstick. I'm a happy girl. But we talked about people getting depressed in January. And is it because of the talk of the resolutions? Is it the talk of, you know, all right, well, I'm not doing good enough. I need to do better. I need to lose more weight. I need to make more money. I need to whatever. And I think one of the reasons why we do resolutions, which we talked about in the segment before, is because we want to, you know, be proactive and not get depressed. That Christmas lights are going down. Our credit cards are maxed. You know, we're trying to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And so when we keep ourselves busy and we start to, you know, come up with these, you know, New Year's resolutions or things to do, it makes us feel better. You know, anytime I start to get depressed about something, I'll do something for charity. I'll work on something charitable, and boom, I'm out of the funk within seconds. There's just something really, I guess, enlightening about that. So, you know, talking about dating, and we're going to talk more about, you know, how to protect yourself out there and scams and things like that. And like I said, we'll be finishing our book roughly within next month. But, you know, a lot of us, we just don't give ourselves the credit that we have. We've been so bombarded with negativity. You know, some of us have lost our job. Some of us have lost a relationship. Some of us have been turned down and rejected for our ideas, for a variety of things. Our kids may not want to spend the weekend with us. And so we get rejected a lot more than we get affirmation. I think when I was in high school, there was a study saying the average kid gets bullied or rejected. Not like asking somebody out on a date, but getting some sort of negativity over 100 times in one school day. It could be somebody banging you against the locker. It could be somebody giving you a look. It could be a teacher telling you no. It could be being chosen last for dodgeball. That kind of thing. And so you need to, when you go at this, and my mother is a fantastic author, and Kay Zodier, and she wrote about this. She said you need to, when you get out there, just start over. It's part of the cycle. It's part of the course. Just know what's going to happen. And don't let it knock you down. You will consistently get rejected. And know that you got it. You still have it. There's somebody out there for everybody. Even if it's just companionship. It doesn't mean you have to have sex. But you need to, when you're looking at relationships, or when you're looking at a job, or when you're looking at making money, or when you're looking at losing weight, you need to find out exactly what is it that your immediate goal is. You know, a lot of us make a mistake back in our high school or college days because there's a dance or a party. And we're like, I need a date for this. Oh, we make big mistakes when it comes to Valentine's. We women, we really need to get rid of Valentine's Day, but we women make huge mistakes because Valentine's Day is coming up. Well, I don't want to be single on Valentine's Day, so fine. If he wants to have sex, I'll have sex with him. Or I have to be engaged by Valentine's. So I'm going to give him an ultimatum and hopefully he'll propose. Who gives a damn about Valentine's Day? It's the stupidest holiday out there, if you ask me. I think Valentine's is so damn dumb. Nobody likes it. Everybody says, well, it's for the women. Oh, we women hate Valentine's Day. If you're single or if you're in a relationship or you're not going to get as nice a gift, you know, or as big a box of chocolate as somebody else, or you're not going to get as big of flowers, it's stressful. I tell my husband, don't do anything for Valentine's Day. If you want to do something for Valentine's Day, take me to Outback Steakhouse and let me get a steak. Give me a steak. Maybe cut the steak in a heart. I'm fine. Well, actually, don't, because I like the little caps on it. I like the yummy, you know, like prime rib caps. So don't touch my steak. That's what I want for Valentine's Day. So, you know, we were talking about the mule and Clint Eastwood looking all good, being 88 years old and sexy and all that. Don't underestimate yourself, okay? You still are attractive. Older people are very attractive. People who are bald are very, very sexy. Bald is so in right now. People that are overweight, again, sexy, cuddly. People don't like bony. People like a little, you know, cushion. I'm not saying be overweight. You still need to lose weight, right? Don't worry about you not making enough money, all right? Try to do a little side jobs. Make a little extra money if that makes you feel good. If you're okay with what you're making, don't stress it. If you want to save a little more money, you know, take a little bit of money out of your paycheck each week, have a bank do that automatically for you. Other New Year's goals you guys could do is check your cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure. Take care of yourself. If you take care of your health, that is more valuable than anything else combined. Also, walk the dog an extra half hour on Sundays. The dog needs to get out there. Yeah. Otherwise, they do pee-pee house. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So CBS did a report on the top health stories to watch for in 2019. And we had some doozies, you know, in 2018. We had one of the worst flu seasons in a while. We had this acute flaccid myelitis. We had measles making a comeback, hepatitis A outbreaks. We had a lot going on. Ebola. From what I understand, they're still monitoring the American doctor in Nebraska who was exposed to Ebola when he was working in the Congo. And I think the Congo now has, Democratic Republic of Congo is now up to 600 cases of Ebola. So obviously that's something we're going to want to watch out for. But going back to the CBS article, these are the top health stories that could continue on into 2019 that we're kind of watching. All right. One is this acute flaccid myelitis. The CDC has been tracking these cases since 2014, and they did assemble a task force in November because it is scaring the hell out of parents because it's acting like polio, even though it's not polio. Now, we're talking at about 1 to 2 children per million, but since 2014, we've had 491 cases, about 100 plus of which happened this year, this last year. And it's a virus that we believe it's caused by a virus. We don't know 100%, but we think it's caused by a virus, an enterovirus, very similar to polio. But we don't think the polio vaccine is helping at all with this one, which is why we think it's a different agent. And people who are susceptible, they start out with a cold, and then all of a sudden they become paralyzed, just like polio would do. But it's not everybody. You don't see brothers and sisters come down with it. You don't see schoolmates come down with it. It's select kids freaking us parents out. So, most children do recover, but some could be paralyzed for life. A couple have already died. So we're going to be watching this acute flaccid myelitis. The other thing we're going to be watching out for is 3D printing of human organs. 3D printing started becoming a big thing a few years back, and we don't have enough organs out there or donors. So, why don't we make our own? According to Dr. Narula, she is, I believe, Dr. Tara Narula. I'm not sure exactly where she comes from, but she's a doctor. I know. No, she doesn't have a radio show. I do. She says it's really going to help with our organ donor tissue. We know that 100,000 people are waiting for organs every year, but there's only 16,000 donors. So the idea is that this could be a wonderful thing for that. She said we could take an MRI of your heart, create a scaffold structure of exactly what your heart looks like, and then the ink would be a mixture of cells and biodegradable materials essentially printed with that scaffolding. That scaffolding then degrades over time, and you're left with a 3D heart. And so the idea is that this is really perfectly suited for your body because it came from an image of you, and it's materials that hopefully you won't reject because it's made from your own cells. They think they're 5 to 10 years away from implanting that in people. We're already using 3D printing for hip replacements, artificial stents. I think we did it with tracheas and ears and things like that. So we're already using it. Now, of ethical concern is this CRISPR gene editing technology. Remember Chinese scientist last month, He Jingqiu, claimed to have created the world's first genetically edited baby in November. They say a lot of people in the science community were outraged. They said, right now, we're using it mostly in cells and animal models to explore treating diseases that can be devastating. So let's say somebody has Tay-Sachs or cystic fibrosis or Huntington's or sickle cell disease. These are things that could cause childhood death. If we could gene edit, we could maybe save that child or adult. So there's a lot of promise with that. And the weird thing is you and I may be like, okay, you know, we're messing with nature. Don't do it. You know, let Darwin's survival of the fittest happen. No, 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 no. Not when you have bad genes. And you know what? We all have gene issues in our family. In my family, we all get diabetes. We have heart disease. We get cancer. If somebody told me that they could slice out that gene so I won't get cancer later, I might change my views on gene editing. Let's be honest here, people. If you have a baby, and that baby or grandbaby could possibly have issues that won't let it live till its 20s, you might want to change your view too. And that's the problem we have. We get very, very selfish. We aren't really looking at the animal kingdom as a whole and, you know, messing with nature. We look at it as, you know, look, I'm on this earth right now. I want my life on earth happy, and I want my baby with me. So this CRISPR gene editing technology, there's going to be a demand for it. So, you know, it's going to be a very interesting year to see what comes up. We do have, though, a lot of weird things happening. Like, for example, there's an 11-year-old boy in Brooklyn, New York who has died because he smelled cooked fish, and it put him into a fatal allergic reaction. Cameron John Paul reportedly suffered an allergic reaction Tuesday night when his family was cooking fish. He lost consciousness, was taken to Brookdale University Hospital. The boy died shortly after. They are still going to figure out what it was, but it was probably an allergy. I'm going to recommend everybody get EpiPens. They're so gosh darn expensive, though. These EpiPens are so gosh darn expensive, but I think every household better have one. Looks like you never know if your kid's allergic to peanuts or fish. And by the way, it's not the first time they get exposed. You develop these allergies the second, third, fourth time. I've been stung by a bee once. I have no idea if the second time will be anaphylaxis or not. If you've never been stung by a bee, you're probably fine first time around. But I can't tell you your second, 13th, or 3,000th time, you're going to be okay. So, according to the American College of Asthma, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, warns that those with fish allergies should stay out of areas where fish is being cooked because the proteins may be released into the air during cooking. And people with food allergies, like shrimp, shellfish, things like that, they can react. My thing with this is the family would not have been cooking something the kid was allergic to and eating it. My guess is this kid, they didn't know this kid had an allergy to it. And the kid didn't know either, and the kid finally had a first-time allergy. That's pretty frightening stuff. So I'm hoping in 2019 we can figure that out. All right. Apparently millennials have certain choices of where they want to live. We have the top U.S. cities for millennials. This is interesting. Of course, my computer is not letting me pull it up. But, oh, where did it go? Oh, come on. Sorry, guys. My computer, yeah. Well, is there a millennial in the house? Because they're really good with computers. Well, I heard that Utah, a lot of them like coming to Utah. All right, so I got that one. I remember looking at that. Seattle, Washington, a lot of millennials are moving to Seattle, Washington. They say Salt Lake City is the hottest housing market for millennials, people under the age of 35. Minneapolis and Pittsburgh tied for second place. They say 48% of home purchase requests came from millennials, according to LendingTree. They say millennials are increasingly entering the housing market, hallelujah, as they get older. So these are the older millennials. And they are looking to buy in smaller markets away from the more expensive major cities like L.A. and New York. Why? Affordability. Millennials are smart. Do not underestimate the millennials. These guys had it a lot harder than we did. I know it doesn't seem like it because they didn't have to walk in the snow uphill both ways, but neither did we. Okay, we just won't tell them that. But, I mean, the millennials had to live in an environment with computers and smartphones, and their competition is fierce. And so they don't need much in terms of big, huge houses and big, fancy cars. As long as they have their tech, they're happy. So they could do better in smaller areas, smaller houses. They don't need to be in the big, fancy cities. See, me, it was a dream of mine to live in L.A. and New York. And millennials are like, why? Well, what's the big deal? They're smart. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.